this comedian named Paul Verzi and Bobby Kelly and me are on this podcast. And him and Bobby Kelly are friends.
Yeah, sure.
They don't know me at all.
No.
So those two are just like talking.
You're just a young buck
and
out
I'm
the
just
wild,
sitting
dude.
There just like, hey, you guys, hey. And I just got done at the Cellar. So they were talking about what's called a daddy-daughter dance.
Oh.
Which I never even heard of.
I've heard of those.
Everybody else seems to have heard of it. I never
think
heard of it.
They phased out. What happened with the daddy-daughter dance?
Well,
yeah.
The daddy-daughter dance was...
Let me explain to you.
I'll explain to you guys.
A rough,
Shane.
I'll
tell you.
Start, right?
I think they stop at like sixth grade. As soon as they get tits, they stop.
That's a good rule.
That's when it is. Like, as soon as their daughters become hot, they're like...
Now it's weird.
I can't go to the dance with you.
Yeah. So he was Verzi was talking about how he was bummed that the tradition was ending.
Sure.
I never heard of a daddy-daughter dance, so instantly I was like, what?
That's
what
crazy.
The fuck is this? And then I could tell they were mad that I was, like, clearly diminishing it.
Yeah.
The daddy-daughter dance is not going down because of one couple has a kindergartner who they might think... is transgender. A kindergartner.
Not they don't know.
They don't know because you can't know because there's no sexual drive of a kindergartner, I wouldn't imagine.
Is the kid
I had sexual drive in kindergarten. You should start a foundation, Shane, where you do like a celebrity appearance where you take like a trans kid to a daddy daughter dance.
I'll take trans kids. It's probably fucking hot as fuck. A trans kid?
That'd be a nice service, though. You'd make a make-a-wish. Be like, what do you need me to do? Like, oh, by the way, I only take trans kids.
Take these dolled-up little boys that think they're girls out? Yeah, I'll fucking do that.
The New York State law says you can't have a gender-specific event, right? So this whole thing gets shut down because the district obviously gets scared and bows down because of this, because I guess technically it is the law. And they took it away.
Like, right when they were talking, it's like, it's a fucking shame, dude, that this thing's fucking ruined. And I was sitting there like... That's fucking weird. That's a weird thing. You know, I could tell the energy was clearly like, shut the fuck up.
It was against you, yeah.
Whoever you are, shut the fuck up. Which is reasonable.
Mother-son bowl-a-rama where you know, my son will go with my wife and they'll bowl. And then they do the daddy-daughter dance where I dress up, my daughter dresses up, and it's basically everybody K through fucking
five. It is a little 19.
Yeah, I was going to say, I had an uncle that like did daddy-daughter dance.
Yeah.
Like, who bowls? Take him to Dave and Buster's.
I interrupted the story because they kept talking about it, and I was like, at what point during the daddy-daughter dance do you guys get to swap daughters and grind with the other kids? And they got mad.
Dude, that's a fucking...
They literally...
That's a 360 tomahawk, cameras flashing, dude.
It's your kid's childhood, you cocksucker.
Yeah.
It's not your fucking childhood.
Yeah.
And this kid, hey, be whatever you want. Go to both. How about go to both? How about we just have, like, bathrooms?
Yeah.
This whole bathroom thing. Just make it a bathroom like at a nightclub. You go in, whether you have a dick or a pussy, and you take a shit or a piss, whether you sit or stand, who gives
clubs.
A fuck? Yeah, I shit at nightclubs. I'm 48. What do you want me to shit?
I have a question.
How old are you?
Yeah. 31 today.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday.
Birthday.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Yeah.
Sorry.
I got a question. Do you, at the daughter daddy dance, you guys swap daughters and grind with the other kids too?
No.
They made that joke last time.
They did?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm here.
Listen, hang on one second.
When I'm Hot in Here by Nelly plays, do you guys swap daughters?
So Bobby was like, give him the fucking bomb bandana. I was like, I'm not going to accept it. That was funny.
No, they wouldn't
silence
you.
And then he spazzed on me. And it was so funny.
Can you give this to him? That's called the bomb bandana.
It's not a bomb, dude. I'll stand by that.
No, you can't. We let you know if it's a bomb. It's like a crowd. You can't go on stage and go.
I'm in the lion's den right now, dude.
Listen,
I'm
dick
swinging.
Fart. No, you can't go on stage and then you stink and then you go, no, it's not me. It's you. No, it's you. You fucking, right. That was a bad one. You took a hot one. Take a hit.
What was bad about it?
I don't know. We didn't laugh.
What?
Nobody laughed.
You two are friends. You have no idea.
That doesn't matter. I laughed at you fucking 10 times already.
All right.
Don't fuck. This is the wrong with this fucking shit generation. They can't take a hit. I've been smashed. Shut the fuck up. I've been smashed on my podcast. I take most of the hits and I laugh if it's funny. One thing not funny. This fucking dip spitting fucking redneck deer cocksucking motherfucker. No, it's funny. It's not. You stink. You're all the fucking rated already. Shut the fuck up. I hope you never work in this fucking club again.
Welcome to the show.
I'm actually really excited for that episode to come out.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
You know,
video
dude,
too, right?
Yeah. I didn't know it was videoed till like midway through, so I'm going to look like a fucking idiot.
No, you probably just... be chilling.
Tradition, you know what we and all this pray stuff.
For?
What?
We should pray for her kid. Is it a boy?
I don't know.
Or is it a girl?
There's two couples, so I don't know.
If it's a boy, we should pray for her kid to grow up just like him. Just a nice Shane O'Malley. What the fuck's your last name?
O'Malley.
Yeah, that'd be fine. How if he was like fucking, hey, Ma, put the game on, bitch, would be. You
know, nobody
you
knows.
You don't have kids, right, Shane?
No.
Yeah, you don't know what your kids are going to fucking. You have no idea if your kid's going to be gay or straight or do some gay shit and then go back to straight like me. What? What'd I just say?
Look, I just think kindergarten's way too young. I think, you know, when a kid gets up there, maybe, and like, it's just fucking kindergarten, man.
Yeah.
Kindergarten, like, to be like.
He's laughing at his own jokes again. But this time he's smart. He's telling him in his own head. He's not bombing out loud. No, what are you laughing at?
No, it's funny. It's funny. It's great. Trust me. It would have been good.
Reminds me of Dan Soder's shitty older brother.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that bomb too. Give me that back.
Yeah, I was going to give it back to you on the last one.
That was a hot one.
Yeah. On the gay thing.
Yeah, that was hot. What gay thing?
The one where you bombed on the maybe do gay stuff and come back. I was going to give it back to you on that. Yeah, now I'm going to give it back.
I can't wait to never talk to this guy again. Literally. I'm going to ghost him. I'm going to tell Esty to fuck it. I'm
please
fucking
don't.
All my...
When I wanted to tell him too, it's like Bobby Kelly's the man.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he's fucking awesome. And I was
funny.
Like happy to be there. So sure. I told him that. But, you know, whatever. We'll see.
Fuck
maybe
him, yeah.
I was fucked up. Maybe I came off like a fucking dickhead. We'll
dude,
see.
I mean, like, you even said so yourself, though. You're like, dude, who the fuck isn't cocky that does stand up? You have to be.
Yeah, if I would have showed up and been like timid, it wouldn't have been funny.
No.
If I would have just let them, you know, I would have just been sitting there.
Yeah, to be pointless.
Which actually I said to him and he on air and he was like, yeah, good point.
Well, you know what? I can't actually take my daughter to the thing because I'm not going to be in the country.
All this.
So, but my grandfather. No, wait no, a my, minute. Her grandfather's going to. I was already booked. I couldn't do it, Bob.
Who are you going with?
I just found out. What?
Who are you going out of the country with?
I'm going to the Bahamas.
You go to the Bahamas with your wife?
My wife.
And your kids are home for the Dottie daycare?
No, I'm going to be with you too in the Bahamas.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Impractical Jokers Cruise 3.
Am I on that?
You are.
You're bringing your wife?
Yeah. So you're gonna be on there, so that's why I can't. And
I'm
going to
be on their fucking stag.
What?
I'm going to be on there by myself.
Oh, all right.
I don't have a wife. So, but everybody's going to have their girls. I'm not going to have my girl.
Why don't you bring Dawn?
Fuck's wrong with you. Out
of your mind. I don't know. I don't know if it's winter break.
So
but,
he's
so that's
paying
so...
for her ticket too?
No, you get a guest.
I get a guest?
Yes. You get a guest. I love how Bobby didn't read the email. I love Rob. Bobby didn't read the email.
You fucking get your shit together this podcast. Stop acting so fucking cocky. You fucking
sick. You think I'm cocky?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my worst nightmare. Oh, please don't say
all right,
that.
Well, fucking tame it down a little bit.
All right. I'll just shut the fuck up.
You go to Bahamas.
You guys tell stories. I'll shut the fuck up.
All right, he made a good point.